My name is Alejandro Oliver. I'm an ophthalmologist, eye physician and surgeon in Timmins, Ontario. For your listeners that are not aware, Timmins is one of the larger cities in northeastern Ontario. It's about a 45,000 population, but the city and its hospital look after about 100,000 people for their eye needs.
Okay. So it is, sorry, it's a special week this week for the Canadian Ophthalmological Society. I see, like, I don't want to go into too many of the figures from the surveys, but, you know, talking more general terms, how aware are Canadians of their eye health and what goes into it?
Well, unfortunately, most patients are not aware of their eye health until they start to lose it. You know, it's one of those things you take for granted. You wake up every morning and you expect to be able to see your alarm clock, your face on the mirror, your phone. And then when that fails, then you start to worry.
Yeah. What are some of the more common? Well, I guess as you age, you're more susceptible to eye problems. What are some of the more common problems as you age?
Exactly. So definitely cataracts, glaucoma, and macular degeneration are the most common age-related diseases. But especially here in the north, we see a lot of diabetes and diseases of circulation, because a lot of our population smoke and have high blood pressure or diabetes.
And this all contributes to loss of sight.
Very much so.
Is it ever too early to start taking care of your eyes?
No, and the truth is, if you take care of your body will take care of your eyes. Your eyes are a reflection of your general health. So if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, if you have a poor diet, if you smoke, that will all reflect in your eyes. So definitely looking after your health is step number one. And the second part is to get regular checkups, especially if you have the risk factors, which would be these chronic diseases or getting older. So definitely after 65, you should not take your eyesight for granted. And if you have an eye problem and we can catch it early, you stand a better chance of a good outcome.
Yeah, and don't just let minor little symptoms pass. Get checked, right?
Exactly.
All right. I guess that's about all I have to ask, but do you have anything you want to add, something I might have missed?
Well, we want to raise awareness of people's health, eye health, and also, you know, in the community, we want people to know that we're working hard to provide a good eye care for them. Here in the north in particular, we are very short in manpower, human resources. And, you know, for that reason, patients end up waiting a long time to see a specialist like myself or having to travel down south. And I want the patients, the public to know that we are aware of our shortcoming, and we're trying to do everything in our power to lessen the impact to them.